أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. We seek Allah's protection from the evil of ourselves and from our bad deeds. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one who can lead him astray. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever he allows to go astray, there is no one who can give him guidance. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship other than Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And I bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is his servant and his messenger. أما بعد. فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. The best narrative is the book of Allah. وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The best guidance is that of our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وشر الأمور محدثاتها. And the worst of affairs are those things that we introduce into this deen of ours. وكل بدعة ضلالة. And every innovation leads astray. وكل ضلالة في النار. And every going astray leads to the fire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in His book, in describing to us the people or those qualities that would allow a group of the believers to enter Jannah, He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, He says, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That is the abode of the life to come. We make it for those who do not desire to be arrogant in the land, haughty in the land, and would desire corruption therein. And the end is for the righteous. Two qualities that a believer should never have in his character, to be arrogant and to be one who causes corruption in the land. And if he has both qualities, he is one of the most evil of people. As Fir'aun was. He was the one who was haughty in the land, and on top of that he caused corruption in the land. There are those who only cause corruption in the land, and they don't desire anything other than that. They are evil as well. And there are those who would just seek to be haughty in the land. As for the believer, none of these qualities are becoming of him. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, according to Abi Huraira, he, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةُ مَالْقَتْ مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةُ مِنْ مَالٍ أَبْدًا. That sadaqah does not reduce your wealth. Giving in the path of Allah does not reduce your wealth if you truly understand. It only increases it. وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزَّةٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person from among his servants pardons someone, he only increases his honor. This is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people around. And the people around. And a person, مَا تَوَادَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. And no one lowers himself for Allah's sake except that Allah honors him and raises him up. Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises him up and gives him honor. And this is something that we as believers need to have amongst ourselves. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a people that love Him and He loves them. He speaks about them and He says, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. These people are humble with the believers. And when they move into society among the kuffar, they move with dignity and honor. This is for the believer with the believer. He lowers his wings of humility amongst his brothers and his sisters. When he moves in the society among those who disbelieve, he moves with a person who has dignity and honor. Not bowing his head, but moving as if he has a message to convey to the people. And this is something that the Prophet ﷺ taught us, that is becoming of the believer. Unfortunately, in this society it has been reversed. It has been reversed. We find the believers with the believers harsh on one another. When you go out in the society of kufr, you act like a lamb. Like you can't even open your mouth and you don't even want to be known as a believer in the society. Things have changed and the qualities of mind and heart of the believers have changed. And the only thing that would correct us is we return to our deen and begin practicing them. The Prophet ﷺ, however, he taught us the meaning of dignity and honor. He taught us what arrogance is. What it is to be arrogant. And he, the Prophet ﷺ, a man once asked him, he said, Ya Rasulullah, Inna rajul yuhibbu an yakuna thawbahu hasana wa na'luhu hasana. A brother or a man loves that his garment is nice. And his footwear is good and nice. And the Prophet ﷺ taught him, he said, Inna Allah jameelun yuhibbul jamal. Allah is beautiful and He loves beauty. This is not arrogance. He, the Prophet ﷺ, said, arrogance is batrul haq wa ghamtun nas. That you deny the truth, refuse it, and to belittle people. That you deny the truth, refuse it when it comes to you, and that you belittle people. This is arrogance. Here the Prophet ﷺ is defining for us in an Islamic context what arrogance is. When the truth comes to you, do you use your intellect, your mind, to refuse it? To refuse it. No, this don't make sense as far as I understand, so we will leave that aside. Don't make sense to me what Allah is saying in His book, so I will put it into practice. This message that the Prophet ﷺ came with is not suitable for our time, so we'll take some of it and practice some of it and put the others aside, like the Jews did. Using the intellect, the mind, and the taste of the people. This is not suitable for American society. Why do you command the women to cover themselves? Why you brothers are so concerned about your salat? That was for that time. And people begin, according to their own intellect, to reject and accept Allah's revelation as they please. And expect that Allah would be pleased with them. This, brothers and sisters, is not becoming. This is an aspect of arrogance. An aspect of what? Arrogance. That you put your intellect above Allah's deen. And the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And choose what you want and leave what you desire to leave aside. And then claim to be a believer. We are out of our minds if we begin to do that and play with this game like that. This is a quality of kufr and not a quality of iman. That you take of the book what you want and you leave aside what you don't feel like putting into practice. And this is why we find that the Prophet ﷺ, when he likened himself to what Allah had given him of revelation, he likened himself to a man who was calling you from the fire, holding you back. But some people escape and they refuse except to be burnt. Disobey Allah and refuse to practice the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. For this reason, Imam Shafi'i used to say, أَجْمَعَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ. There is an agreement among the believers, the Muslims. أَنَّ مَنْ اسْتَبَانَتْ لَهُ سُنَّةُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. If it becomes clear to you that this is the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, لَا يَحِلَّ لِأَحَدٍ أَنْ يَدْعَى لِقَوْلِ أَحَدٍ. It is not lawful for you to give it up for the sake of anybody. Once you know that this is what the Prophet ﷺ said or what he did, and then he encouraged you to do it, no matter who says otherwise, And this is why the companions used to get angry with one another. We say, call Allah, and you're telling me what Abu Bakr and Omar saying? Are you telling me what Abu Bakr and Omar are saying? I'm telling you Allah's messenger said, and you coming and telling me what Abu Bakr? When you know what Allah said about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the attitude of arrogance found in the community in this day and time is amazing. We reject of the truth what we don't want, and we accept what we want. And we have become just like the Jews, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied. You will follow them, the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians. Some of them took their leaders as gods. As gods. And looked at them as being gods on earth. Whatever they say is law, whether they have any evidence for it or not. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They took their ministers, their rabbis, as gods besides Allah. Because they started to speak and make lawful for them what Allah had made haram. They made haram what Allah had made lawful, and people didn't even question them about it. This is from the Shaykh. And he isn't even saying that Allah says or the Prophet ﷺ directly. And then when it comes, we reject it. Like they did, rejecting the truth. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this is not becoming of a believer. And some of the things to take away from us being humble, truly humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that we think that Allah owes us something. And so we act arrogantly. One of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sitting with the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, and he said to him, لَنْ يُنْجِيَ أَحَدًا مِنْكُمْ عَمَلُهُ. He said, none of you will be saved by his deeds. And the companion says, وَلَا أَنْتِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Not even you, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, وَلَا أَنَا. Not even me. Except that Allah, أَيَتَغَمَّدَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ. Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers me with his mercy. Except that Allah covers me with His mercy. At-taghammud, according to Abu Ubaid, he said, it's sitr that Allah covers me. And the shortcomings that I could not stand up with in worshipping Allah, that these are set aside. Set aside. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the companions. He said, saddidu. Act according to what is right. Qaribu. Come as close as you can to what is good. وَغْدُ وَرُوحُ وَشَيْءٍ مِنَ الدُّلْجَ. Act in the day and the night, the parts of the day and the night. He said, أَلْقَسْتَ الْقَسْتَ بْلُغُ. Stick to the middle path and you will reach your goal. But don't think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owes you anything. Anything. It is sufficient that He has given us this deen and His promise as Jannah if we act according to it. But there was one saint who once said, وَدِدْتُ لَوْ أَنِّي تَمَرَبْتُ بِالنَّارِ لِتَنْقَلِبَ الْجَنَّةِ. One of them looked at himself and he said, I wish that I could turn around in the fire so that it would be changed into a paradise. He considered himself so holy. Another one said, for 20 years I gave up my statement, kun fayakun, me. And things becoming to adduban ma'Allah, out of respect for Allah. Arrogance. Arrogance in the garb of holiness. In the garb of holiness. I gave up for 20 years saying to something, be. And letting it become out of respect for Allah, out of His mind, out of His mind. But this is what misguidance would do to you. Lead you out of the path. Out of the sin of the Prophet ﷺ, and consequently out of his deen if we're not careful. Arrogance. And the Prophet ﷺ was opposed to this. Was opposed to this. That the believers display this in their lives. But rather that we should be humble with one another. Humble ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not consider ourselves as being above what we are. Above what we are. Allah says, لَا تُزَكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَعْلَمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Don't go and praise yourself. Allah knows who is righteous. Knows who is righteous. And it's not in the way you move. Some people think that righteousness is looking at your toe and lowering your voice so you can't speak. This is not righteousness. Don't you see that some of the bravest amongst the companions used to walk, and you think that a steed is thumping outside of your house? And these were people who were given glad tidings of Jannah, men. In spite of that, they would be in sajda when it came time to bow down to Allah. And a consciousness that we can't even imagine would come from them. But they didn't have this false show of what we consider to be righteousness in this day and time. Where a person, a man, a brother who is supposed to be strong, talks like a little girl. That's not righteousness. Righteousness is you adhering to Allah's deen and not exceeding His limits. Doing what He has commanded you to do and staying away from what He forbids. What He forbids. The Prophet ﷺ said three things that are very destructive. Three things are very destructive. The miserliness which is obeyed. Miserliness. The desire which a person has which is followed. Takes him out of his deen, but he follows his desire in spite of himself. Makes it a lord. وَإِعْجَابُ الْمَرْءِ بِنَفْسِهِ. And a person should be amazed with his own self. Amazed with himself. Thinking that he has a special position with Allah and he's on his way to Jannah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another narration, he says, this is the worst of the three. May Allah let us see the truth of it. In alhamdulillah. نحمده ونستعينه ونسلم ونصلي على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Brothers and sisters in Islam, a person never humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah except that Allah raises him up and honors him. A person never humbles himself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except that Allah raises him up and honors him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said in a hadith to the companions, he said, the fire and the paradise disputed. And the fire said, for me are the arrogant and the haughty. يدخلني الجبارون المتكبرون. And the Jannah disputed and said, يدخلني الضعفاء والمساكين. As for me, the weak and the poor shall enter me. This particular hadith comes from the knowledge of the unseen. The Prophet ﷺ said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, to the fire. Anti azabi u'adhibuki, u'adhibuki man tasha. You are my punishment. I will punish with you whom I will. They said to the Jannah, you are my rahmah. I will have mercy and show mercy with you for whomever I will. وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْكُمَا مِلْءُهَا. And for every one of you, each one of you will be filled. The paradise and the fire. The arrogant, those who consider themselves free of having to follow this deen and reject it, as the Prophet ﷺ defined arrogance, this particular hadith is an indication that they're on their way to where they don't want to be. As he says, arrogance is to reject the truth, to turn it away after understanding that this is something that Allah has said, or the Prophet ﷺ taught. But you don't feel like following it. Doesn't feel good. It makes me feel strange in the society to put it into practice. I'm afraid of what people might say about me if I go and practice this deen. And so you fear Allah, you fear the people the way Allah alone is to be feared. You fear the people the way Allah alone is to be feared. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us so that we might take heed and correct ourselves. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam teaches us so that we would be on the path to Jannah. We have a choice. Let the choice be a wise one, brothers and sisters in this deen. Let us help ourselves. Arrogance is to reject the truth. And humility is to accept it and to put it into practice. May Allah help us to see the truth as it is, and give us the strength, courage, and sincerity to put it into practice. Show us evil and misguidance as it is. Give us the strength, courage, and sincerity to stay away from it. Please.
Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu